Monday, August 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Farmland values rose because of rising net farm income, expanding foreign markets, and low interest rates. Net farm income is now shrinking, access to foreign markets is being curtailed by tariffs, and interest rates are no longer as low as they were, with the Fed incrementally increasing them. The fundamentals that brought on the party in rising farmland values have now reversed. That is going to weigh on farmland values. A protracted trade war has the potential to bring on a recession in the ag sector. Trump's tariff relief payment will function like a finger in the dike that is leaking badly. It was said to be a one-time deal, so will not help 2019 cash flows. As I have noted, farmers are hit first, but if the trade war continues, landlords, bankers, input suppliers, and even the rural Main Street's going to get sucked in. The People's Company in Des Moines, their president, who had Trump speak to his customers a few years ago, now says, "You had a perfect storm for land values, high commodity prices, and low interest rates. Lots of institutional capital has moved into the market since 2008, but the farmer is still the driver of the market. Farmers still buy 80% of everything that sells. That has kept the market strong." Just when many thought that ag markets were about to recover cyclically, we get a trade war that undercuts the recovery instead. Costs have not fallen relative to revenues. Morale is being dampened. Confidence will be tested. There may be increasing land sales for liquidity. Further increases in interest rates will be amortized into lower prices. It always pays to be long-term bullish for farmland values, but there will be bumps in the road, and unfortunately, current conditions look more like a bigger bump than smooth sailing. Farmland values were maintaining relatively strong prices earlier this year, but the trade war and subsequent tariff damage to net farm income could turn this into an entirely different market as attitudes toward the future shift. The People's President noted that instead of 80%, that if farmers aren't buying but 50 to 60% of the transactions and the market relies on institutional investor for capital, then that is where you could see a significant move in land values, unquote. By move, he meant lower. As farmland is the farmer's strongest asset, if it weakens, then bankers are going to get more difficult to work with. It is hard to see farmland values remain firm unless there is a significant positive change in the paradigm that is unfolding. President Trump says that anyone critical of his tariffs are fools. They are working, and China is talking with us. China says that it will have nothing to do with us while the tariffs are in place. They only targeted tariffs on $60 billion of U.S. goods compared to Trump's $200 billion of Chinese products because they would be running out of U.S. goods to impose tariffs on because of the trade deficit. Trump has a propensity for telling his base what he thinks they want to hear, while anything to the contrary is fake. He knew farmers wanted to hear that he had opened up the market in Europe to U.S. agriculture and were buying more soybeans. They will buy more soybeans to avoid higher prices in Brazil, but no specified amount. And EU officials say they did not agree to talk about agriculture. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. Trump trade officials seem to think that the European Union will be allied with us against China in the trade war. We'll see who the fools are. Trump is in deep with China and, recognizing that it was going to be very difficult to get back out, decided to put the EU trade war on hold. His claim to have opened the EU market to U.S. farmers was totally fake news. China allowed its currency to weaken to the point where it is starting to worry about capital flight, causing their central bank to tighten controls. They're pushing NAFTA negotiations, and some progress has been made on auto parts content and Mexican wages. An agreement on those specific issues is now being touted as likely. While current talks have been one-on-one between the U.S. and Mexico, Canada expects to be part of that agreement. The stumbling blocks in getting to the finish line, however, still include the sunset clause and dispute resolution process. I would predict that it will also include border issues with Mexico. My take is that they get the commercial NAFTA agreement done that Trump will not sign off yet until he gets some concessions on border issues. Trump has called NAFTA the worst trade deal ever in history, so has to have something significant as red meat and a renegotiated deal to feed the crowd at his rallies. Given the worsening trade war with China, Trump will want to portray progress as being made with NAFTA to avoid the perception that his trade war is not going well. I would expect that China may want to see the results of at least the fall election, if not the report from Mueller, to see how strong a hand that Trump actually has. As Trump goes, so will many markets. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.